This is the Solution Building Podcast with Mark Eastman. Today's solution, a blueprint for building a better business.
If you're in the construction business, I'll bet you've asked yourself, how can running a business be this hard? There's never enough time to get everything done. I'm barely making minimum wage. I could work less and make more if I were flipping burgers. It sucks that nobody told you the business side of construction would be like this. I'm Mark Eastman, and as a professional builder and general contractor for over 40 years, I've felt that pain. That's why, as the owner of Timber Creek Construction, I developed systems to make the business side of construction easier. Welcome to the Solution Building Podcast, where we'll discuss construction problems and solutions. Now, here's my friend, Nick Natarella, with this week's solution.
A blueprint for building a better business. You need a plan if you're going to build a successful business. Stuck in a rut. It was late on a Saturday night, and Gene was sitting at his desk in his home office, otherwise known as a dining table. This was the office of his construction company. He was working to get at least one more construction proposal done before going to bed. He had promised four different customers proposals this week. If all goes well, he'll have this second one finished before midnight. As Gene crunched numbers, he worried that he might have forgotten something. This had happened before. He asked himself, why am I doing this? I could make more money and work less hours working for someone else. Heck, I'd be better off flipping burgers. This sure isn't how I pictured my construction business 5 years ago when I started. I had no idea that running my own business would be this hard. Gene rubbed his eyes and stretched his back and thought, I must be doing something wrong. It's Saturday, and Gene was working like crazy all week, trying to keep up. With production crews not showing up, materials not delivered on time, cost overruns, there's not enough time to do everything. This means not enough time to get the proposals done. Even if he works tomorrow, he's not going to get all these proposals done in time. This means he's going to disappoint at least one of the customers waiting on a proposal. This is not a very good way to run a business. How am I ever going to turn things around? When Gene finishes the second proposal and looks at the clock, it's 12:40. It's already Sunday, and he still needs to proofread it, print it, and sign it. Something has to change. I've been leaving home early and getting home late all week. I've hardly spoken with my wife or kids for days. I can't keep going like this. I'm tired of trudging back and forth in this rut with no clear way out.
Thanks for listening to the Solution Building Podcast. If you'd like more information on business systems and coaching that can help you be more successful, check out the blog archives at solutionbuilding.net. While you're there, download a free copy of the 7 bid mistakes that cost contractors a fortune and how to avoid them. It'll show you how to save time, be more profitable, and have satisfied customers. At Solution Building, we find solutions and build dreams through coaching, consulting, and constructing. This is Mark Eastman, and thanks for taking the time to listen to me thinking out loud.